water levels in the St. Lawrence River and Lake Ontario are about 18 inches higher than average, and they're expected to keep rising and could surpass levels seen in 2017, when significant flooding affected much of the lakeshore. That flooding took a real toll on tourism along the lake and the river. Emily Russell reports from Wellesley Island in the Thousand Islands, where many in the tourism industry are worried this could be another bad year for business.
A lot of places along the St. Lawrence River cater to summer tourists, but the community of Thousand Islands Park boasts a special kind of charm.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's like stepping back in time.
Holly Pelland lives year-round in T.I. Park, as it's known to locals. Picture a really well-maintained Victorian village. Big houses with wraparound porches, a restored old hotel, and a quaint little library in the middle of the big green commons.
There's all kinds of activities, ice cream socials and little art shows and fishing derbies and sailing regattas.
Pelland runs the T.I. Park Marina. Boaters can dock there, fill up on gas, or just grab a scone at the cafe Pelland runs. She's also got a business renting out bikes and kayaks. Almost every part of what Pelland does has to do with the river, so she's been keeping a close eye on water levels this year.
We just watch it every day because we're not sure what's going to happen. We don't want a repeat of 2 years ago.
2 years ago, 2017, was when Lake Ontario and the St. Lawrence River surged, flooding docks, boathouses, even low-lying cottages. The river stayed high into August.
I had no marina business. My kayaks, I worked out of the back of my truck. It was, you know, a big financial hit.
After 2017, the Thousand Islands International Tourism Center surveyed more than 100 businesses. More than 80% said they were hurt by the flooding. Some lost 40% of their business that year. And it wasn't just tourists who took their business elsewhere. Jim Brasser remembers what the T.I. Park Marina looked like 2 years ago.
The gas tank was underwater. The gas pump was underwater.
Brasser has lived here and boated on the St. Lawrence River for more than 30 years.
Do you get gas there?
I do.
So what did you do when it was closed?
I went across the river and bought gas elsewhere.
This kind of flooding is disruptive and it's expensive. After 2017, New York State alone spent nearly $100 million in cleanup and recovery. Brasser says T.I. Park was actually lucky compared to some other towns.
T.I. Park sits up high, so in general it didn't affect the cottage owners here, but it did affect their boating for sure.
Yeah, it was like shutting down the river. It was bad.
Barbara Peterson works at the tourism center nearby. Peterson says tour agencies, tour boat lines, and big attractions like Bold Castle were all hit by the high water. She says right now it's still too early to know the full effect of this year's flooding.
Well, to be honest with you, we don't have that many people yet, tourists, because, you know, school isn't out yet.
So you're hopeful that it's not going to be as bad as 2017?
Oh, I hope not.
This weekend marks the start of the tourism season in the Thousand Islands. The T.I. Park Marina opens, so does Bold Castle. Meanwhile, water is expected to keep rising at least for another few weeks, though the National Weather Service says it's not expected to be as bad as 2017. For WRVO News, I'm Emily Russell.